God speaks to us in a number of ways. Dr. Tony Evans says if you're not hearing him, maybe you've just wandered out of earshot. He offers this example as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Noah walked so close to God that he was the only one God was talking to. God said, hey, Noah, come here. Since we're hanging out together, I'm going to destroy the world. See, the reason some of us don't hear from God is we're too far. God wants to speak to you, but he wants to speak to you because you're walking with him. You're hanging out together. You're in close proximity. So he speaks to the mind and bring thoughts that you didn't think, bring perspectives you didn't have, bring an orientation you weren't about, because you're close enough that you can hear his voice speaking to you. Verse 11 of Genesis 6, now the earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. Then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come, for the earth is filled with violence because of them, and behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. I'm going to destroy the world, and I want you to make a boat. God is warning him about something he's never seen. I mean, he get ready to do something big. The weirder God gets in leading you, the bigger the thing is he's involved with. He's going to destroy the whole world. He tells Noah, build a boat on dry land, even though you've never seen rain, you don't know what a flood is, and trust me.
Learn more about what happens when we act as though God is telling the truth. Check out Tony's two-volume teaching series, Heroes of the Faith, available online at tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.